You put your heart and your soul into your show, and I want to help you reach all of those potential listeners out there. That's why I'm excited to announce my upcoming podcast marketing workshop. It's about giving you practical tools to grow your audience. You'll learn the secrets to getting your podcast discovered, attracting your dream listeners, and boosting those download numbers. This workshop will be hosted live with a replay available on April 30th. You can sign up by going to galatimedia.com/workshop. Let's grow our podcasts together. If you've been podcasting for a little bit, you might consider that you might want to rebrand your podcast. Maybe the feel of it is a little off, or maybe you want to get even more clear on your audience and the things that they're going to want to hear. Is a rebrand right for you? That's the question that we're going to be answering today. Welcome to Successful Podcasting Unlocked, the podcast that will answer all of your podcasting questions. My name is Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency where we help business owners launch and maintain lead-generating podcasts. Today's question is, how can I successfully rebrand my podcast? This is something that I get asked quite a bit, even by podcasters who are in their launch phase. They're wondering, how soon after I launch can I actually change things? How soon after the launch does it make sense for me to change things? So today we're going to go through a few questions that you can ask yourself, and then some things to make sure you're doing if you do decide that you are going to rebrand your podcast, some things to ensure that you have a successful rebrand. The first question you're going to need to ask yourself is this: have I reached 25 episodes? I call this the rule of 25. It is not a legit rule at all, but it's my rule. Most podcasters stop podcasting before they hit 25 episodes. If you can get to 25, you have a clearer understanding of your audience. You have a clearer understanding of what it is that your audience wants to hear. You understand yourself better. All of these things allow you to become a better podcaster, to become a more eloquent speaker. Don't ask me to be eloquent, because even though I've been doing this for a very long time, I'm not a perfect speaker, but I am better than I was 25 episodes ago. The same goes for you. So usually I will tell people, wait until you hit 25 episodes. I talk very openly about hitting podcast milestones and celebrating podcast milestones. And those milestones typically are not download numbers. Those milestones are episode numbers. How many times have you been able to show up consistently for your audience? Whatever that consistency looks like for you, how many times have you been able to do that? Only 43% of people who start a podcast reach 8 episodes. 9% hit 50 episodes. 5% hit 100 episodes. Less than 3% hit 200 episodes. And about 3.5% hit 300 episodes. So of all the people who launch podcasts, these are some milestones that you can use to rebrand your show. So if you are at 90 episodes, you can start considering, do you need to be doing a rebrand for 100 episodes? I did that for the Listeners to Leads podcast, the sister podcast to this show. We did a mini rebrand at 100 episodes. And I'll talk more about that as we start talking through a lot of these questions, but let's answer that first question. Have you hit 25 episodes? Do you have a milestone episode coming up? Does it make sense for you to wait until that milestone to do your rebrand? The second question is, do you need a rebrand or do you simply need a refresh? A rebrand means you are changing the name of your podcast. You are changing more about the audience. You're maybe getting a little more clear on the audience. You're narrowing it down. Usually when you change the name, the cover art, the description, those are rebranding changes. Or do you simply just need an updated graphic? That's what we did with the Listeners to Leads podcast when we hit 100 episodes. We did a small refresh. It got a new cover, new graphics. We changed the music to the podcast. We changed the format a little bit. So instead of having a teaser at the beginning, it went right into me introducing the guest and then moving right into the intro with the music, then into the conversation. And that was a small change. And those were small changes that we were able to make to give the podcast a little bit of freshness without having to communicate a full rebrand. Nothing in the show changed. Nothing that was going to be jarring for the listener changed. It was still the same content, still the same audience, just a few little tweaks. That's a refresh. That might be enough for you right now. You might think, oh, okay, I don't need a full rebrand. But if you are ready for a rebrand, then these are some other things that you're also going to want to consider. The third question is, are you still talking about the same overall content or to the same audience? Maybe you've changed what you're discussing, or maybe you're shifting a little bit, or it no longer applies that what you started the podcast talking about is not really what you're talking about anymore. Then it's probably time for a rebrand. It's important that we are communicating all of this with our audience, that it doesn't just come out of the blue. So make sure that when you decide that you're going to do a full rebrand, you are very clear on the direction that you're going. There's nothing worse than confusing your audience and then having to switch it back because you confuse yourself. That is not okay. We don't want to do this. So really sit with these questions. If you are someone who is moving your podcast, not that it's shifted through time, like progressively shifted and changed and the title just no longer makes sense. But if you are deciding, I want to completely change the content that I'm talking about and I'm going to completely change the audience, then you probably need to just stop that podcast and start a new one. You don't want to ruin your relationship that you have with those listeners. And it might be time to just do something new, to start something fresh from the ground up if you are changing the audience and the content. But if you're simply narrowing it down, then you should be fine with a simple rebrand. For example, if you're talking to moms when you started your podcast, and now you're getting a little more clear and you're talking to working moms who have kids under the age of 10, that doesn't need a brand new podcast. It's still the same audience. It's just a smaller group from that initial audience. A rebrand is perfect for that. Now that you have asked yourself those questions and you've sat with it and you've considered and you said, yes, Alicia, I need to do a rebrand. It makes sense for me. Here are some things that you're going to want to make sure you do for your rebrand to be successful. The first is treat it just like your launch. Now, you know, I am adamant about how we launch our podcast, that we are strategic with our launches. Please, please, please go and download my podcast launch roadmap. That can help you do your market research, get all of that stuff set up, make sure that you have a timeline set up to transition your listeners from the old brand to the new brand. These are things that are going to help you be super successful. So make sure you treat it just like a launch. The second thing that you're going to want to do is run promotions. Talk about how you are changing things. Talk about how your audience can get involved. Pull them in to what you're doing. Show them behind the scenes. Talk about it. It's important that throughout this whole process, you are communicating this with your listeners. Let them know that something different is coming. Let them know a timeline of when things are coming so that they can self-select out if they need to. Also consider, and be aware of this, slight disclaimer, that you may lose followers and you may lose subscribers and listeners as you get clearer. The people who stay, those are going to be your people and they're going to be excited about these changes. The third thing you're going to want to do is create a launch team. If there are people who have, just like a regular launch, your ride or die people or people who have been on the show before but are excited to share about this new direction that you're going into, These are people that can be on your launch team. They can talk about how you're changing the podcast up, how you're relaunching it as something new and exciting. You can call it a relaunch if you want. There are so many different ways that you can make sure that you're promoting it in a way that is drumming up excitement with your audience and is getting more people to listen to your show. And then finally, please do not forget to update your podcast hosting platform, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, whatever you're using to host your podcast so that your RSS feed shows up correctly. You may actually have to go into the platforms like Spotify or Apple within the back ends of those as well once you've updated the RSS with your hosting platform to ensure that it has the updated graphic, the updated title, and the updated description. Those are some things that you might need to do, but make sure you do that. That way it shows the same across everywhere. And I also make sure it's on your website correctly. These are all ways that you can make sure that you have a successful rebrand, relaunch, whatever you want to call it, and that you are excited about it and that your audience gets excited too. If you have podcasting questions, I would love to answer them. Please send me a message on Instagram, or you can go to Successful Podcasting Unlocked to submit your question to be answered on a future episode. Until next time, happy podcasting.